Krishna. It's Sunday and it's Parikrama time. Our Namhara camp is starting, which means that over the next 3 days we will be having morning Parikramas, seminars in the afternoon on tomorrow afternoon. Swami's Bhakti Chiru Maharaj is scheduled to arrive. And the day after, Dinabandhu Prabhu, Dinabandhu Srila Prabhupada disciple, resident of Vrindakund in Vrindavan, will be coming for Janmashtami. Looking forward to that. And so any devotees in the surrounding area who were wondering whether there was going to be any other speakers on the upcoming festivals, the answer is yes, there will be. So you're welcome. And podcasts will be about Parikrama over the next 3 days. Today we're going to Giriraj, Govardhan, although yesterday it was non-stop rain, I mean real rain, type of rain that we could have really used during the summer. We had good rain in the spring, but none during the summer, for last month and a half, I think, or maybe even two. And now it's all right for the garden, but aside from that, it's beautifying New Vrindavan, and everything's turned green again. This grass was quite scorched. And tomorrow I will be doing, well, Barshana, although Krishna Kuntila was on the schedule, but it may be raining this afternoon. It's supposed to be definitely raining again tomorrow, in fact. If the weatherman has anything to say about it, it's going to be raining all week. Now, let's see what Radhe Shyam want to say about that and whether they want it to rain or not. We'll see. We've had parikramas from inside. We've also had parikramas out in the rain. Both are doable in New Vrindavan. Varshana Krishna Kuntila. And so I'll be giving brief summary of those or recording some of the English translations, or if for some reason I happen to be speaking in English. And what's also going to be very nice is we're going to be having dramatic performances at each place. And we will definitely video those and put them up. I don't know if they'll win any Oscars, but then who cares for Oscar anyway? We're trying to please Krishna, and especially today we're trying to please Giriraj. So there'll certainly be a long drama of the lifting of Govardhan Hill. And our plan will be to do, well, see how dry the grass is, do a full parikrama of Giriraj, chanting Giri Pujina, and that which is a song of the Brijbasis, given to us by Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu. And then we'll go back up again to Punchari, and which overlooks all of New Vrindavan and all the countryside beyond on top of the hill. And there we'll have the drama and speak about Govardhan Hill, parikramas of Govardhan, and some pastime places, particularly those pastime places which are to the south of Giriraj here in New Vrindavan. That, for those who Well, for those who have their map books, New Vrajadham, Navarvajramahima books, and map books, then those are the places that generally on Parikrama we walk by. And that starts from Sutalavan and comes to the bottom of Kadambavan and all the way to Sakistali and Uddhav Kund, where Uddhava spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll see if we have time on that, but my main goal today will be to emphasize to devotees first the reality of the presence of the Dham and how in what is our main garden as well as our fruit orchard, all of our vegetables and our fruits are all planted on Giriraj, one on the south side, the fruits on the south side, and the vegetables are on the north side, from east to west. And of course that's in keeping with Srimad Bhagavatam, Pani Asuya Sukanda Kandamura, how Govardhan Hill provides for Krishna and for Krishna's associates. So similarly here, we're completely dependent on Giriraj's mercy. And interestingly enough, there are different events have taken place over the years where sometimes where there's been frost everywhere, and this is like in May when things are already starting to come out, but no frost on Govardhan Hill, or specific occurrences that are sort of unique to Giriraj, like raining over there and not raining anywhere else, which seem to indicate that Giriraj is certainly looking after us and taking care of us. And then appreciating the importance of Parikrama, which some devotees participate in. Many devotees, some devotees, I'll say, some devotees have gone to India and done, some have done Navadvipa Mandal Parikrama. Jagannath Puri Parikrama has become very popular. I wish I could go on that Parikrama once. And, of course, Vrindavan Parikrama, I've been encouraging devotees not to go on separate parikramas, but to actually join with the international community, particularly at Navadvip Mangal Parikrama, since that was Srila Prabhupada's plan and Srila Prabhupada's desire. And so we should do things as he wanted us to do it. And Parikrama is a tradition that goes back to, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prahlad Maharaj describes the nine processes of devotional service, and the worship of the Lord's Dham is included in the process of Padasevanam. Since the time of Lord Krishna, Parikrama has been done of Vrindavan, and Krishna himself organized two Parikramas. One was for the worship of Govardhan Hill. At that time, he told the inhabitants of Vrindavan, or at least Giriraj personally told the inhabitants of Vrindavan, that they should circumambulate him, and they should worship him. So that's what we're going to do today. And when Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan, he sent him around the circuitous route with the purpose of visiting different holy places. And Krishna described those holy places to Uddhava, gave a little summary description of different wonderful pastimes that took place there. And then at certain points, really got absorbed in those pastimes by describing dialogue or comments, particularly by the gopis. Uddhava Sandesh is about Uddhava's message to the residents of Vrindavan. But for the most part, it's about Krishna's instruction to Uddhava on how to circumambulate Vrindavan. And aside from the Brijbasis, Lord Nityananda came to Govardhan Hill. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did parikrama of Govardhan Hill. Our acharyas did parikrama of Govardhan Hill. And Srila Prabhupada's last desire was to do parikrama of Govardhan Hill. Because of his frail condition, devotees talked him out of it, and doctors were extremely concerned. But that was what Srila Prabhupada wanted to do. And that was why, actually, Tamal Krishna Maharaj got the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, which was just a Damgati, and installed Srila Prabhupada there, because Prabhupada had this desire. He wanted to go on parikrama, and in his words, Srila Prabhupada wanted to do picnic, stop overnight and do picnic. So it's long within our Vaishnava tradition, and those who can't do Giriraj parikrama on the Govardhan Puja day personally, then within their minds they can easily do that, since there are so many wonderful books describing the different holy places around Govardhan Hill, and thus we can get the full benefit of worshipping Haridas Savarya, Krishna's best servant. Jai Giriraj Maharaj ki Jai.